time you don't see me, Ella, and your daddy. Never say that.
I do say that. Well, we started recording now, so do you want to say it? So it's bedtime story poem for Ella, and it's Dad.
And Ella.
And you're supposed Daddy. And you're supposed to be asleep. Yeah. So we've ran out of poetry book. Or sorry.
I'm going to say something in there.
Go on. What were we going to say?
I love thank you for being the elf wife.
Oh, thank you. You're most welcome. No, Habere. Thank you so much for saying thank you. That's lovely manners. That's a
you
princess kiss.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I tell you, you're... Right, we're trying to outdo each other in the manners department, and it's not really going...
I want to say... last time, when all counting on say 1, 2, 3, and say, in Irish, no, in normal...
Oh, in English?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, you were counting on Skylar in Irish today, weren't you?
Yeah, because you'd be telling me.
Well, you were counting the people. That's what we were doing.
I really want to say 1, 2, 3. When their feet to get the knee, that no, their feet get the knee, that can be 9 or 6. I be thinking.
Yeah, but you're learning. You're learning to count Oscuelga. Which is very different to, well, it's not very different, it's just a different language, so it's all right, you know, it's okay.
I don't do the teacher much. One time I did.
Wow, your brain is as sporadic as a
and
box
I know
of fireworks.
When I'm a baby.
What's happening?
I know when go to Marty here and Sophia here.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be reading a poem here? Yes, I am, I think, is the answer. It's a rhetorical question, baby. Yeah. Okay, let's read some poems. Good night. God almighty, I'm living with a bear. Give me a kiss. Good night. Kiss.
Too hairy.
Jesus, wow. Okay, quiet sleeping time, okay? Good night, princess. So this poem is by the legend that is Seamus Heaney. And it's Seamus was 1939 to 2013. He's of quite recent. In Irish, in school in Ireland, I should say, growing up, we wouldn't really have had, I wouldn't have had any of Seamus's stuff that I remember anyway on our syllabus. It would have been, I guess, the elder statesmen of the literary world. But nonetheless, yes, precious. Boom. Okay, good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But we've literally run out of books, so we're at that.
I want to teddy.
Good night, princess.
Good night.
So this... Jesus, worse than me. Your Auntie Carmel got you that teddy. She did indeed. It was very kind of her. So this poem is called Follower. My father worked with a horse plough, his shoulders globed like a full sail strung. Between the shafts on the furrow, the horse strained at his clicking tongue. An expert, he would set the wing and fit the bright steel pointed sock. It's slightly dark in here, as it should be for bedtime. That's not part of the poem, as by the way. I'm back to it. And fit the bright steel-pointed sock. The sod rolled over without breaking at the heart rig with a single pluck. Of rains, the sweating team turned round and backing to the land. His eye narrowed and angled at the ground, mapping the furrow exactly. I stumbled in his hobnailed wake, fell sometimes on the polished wood, sod, my apologies. Sometimes he rode me on his back, dipping and riding to his plod. I wanted to grow up and plough, to close one eye, stiffen my arm. All I ever did was follow in his broad shadow round the farm. I was a nuisance, tripping, falling, yapping always. But today it is my father who keeps stumbling behind me and will not go away. Yes, princess. You want that teddy? Sure, princess. There you go.
The other way. Oh.
There you go. How's that? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Have you got everything now?
Yeah.
Have you got all of the things you need to sleep soundly at night time?
Yeah.
Okay. So this next poem, these are all Irish poets. It's by John Montagu. He was born in 1929, it says. And John's poem is delightful. Not that. John's poem is No Music. I'll tell you a sore truth, little understood. It's harder to leave than to be left. To stay, to leave, both sting wrong. You will always have me to blame. Can dream we might have sailed on from absence's rib, a warm fiction. To tear up all love by the roots, to trample on past affections, there is no music for such a harsh, for so harsh a song. Wow. This poem is called Epic, and it's written by Patrick Kavanagh. I would remember a lot of Patrick Kavanagh stuff. From 1904 to 67, young enough man, 63. And Patrick's poem is called Epic. I have lived in important places, times when great events were decided. Who owned that half road of rock, a no man's land surrounded by our pitchfork armed claims. I heard the Duffy shouting, damn your soul, and old McCabe stripped to the waist seen step the plot-defying blue Castile. Here is the march along these iron stones. That was the year of the Munich butter. Which was most important? I inclined to lose my faith in Ballyrush and Gortin, till Homer's ghost came whispering to my mind. He said, I made the Iliad from such a local row. Gods make their own importance. Three poems down. Some of them are quite short. Right. This is by Patrick Kavanagh. Patrick, mostly famed in my head anyway, for writing about the stony grey soil of Monaghan. There you go. Are you joking with me?
No.
Are you joking with me?
No, I'm real.
What?
I'm not messing.
You're not messing?
No.
Fine.
Yes, I am, love you.
Thank you. I'm only joking. I was messing too.
I'm messing too.
Don't be messing. Hey, goofing time's over, man. Sleeping.
Let me go to the toilet. I can wake.
Okay, alright. Right, so we're back. We have one more poem, and then it's definitely sleeping time. And there's nothing I can do about what the poets have written, and we have to read the book, so there you go. So, unfortunately, I think we're finishing on a bit of a downer of a title, but a nice poem, and it's Patrick Kavanagh, and there you go. And this one is called To Be Dead. To be dead is to stop believing in the masterpieces we will begin tomorrow. To be an exile is to be a coward. To know that growth has stopped, that whatever is done is the end. Correct the proofs over and over. Rewrite old poems again and again. Tell lies to yourself about your achievement. 10 printed books on the shelves. Though you know that no one loves you for what you have done, but for what you might do. And you perhaps take up religion bitterly, which you laughed at in your youth. Well, not actually laughed, but it wasn't your kind of truth. That's Patrick Kavanagh, 1904 to 67. We'll return with more poems after this short break. There you go. In the meantime, from me and all of the team, Poetry Heaven, take care, good night, and don't let the bedbugs bite.